There you
all
go.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm very relaxed from your vitamins, so it's all good. So welcome, and they work, obviously. So
lovely. You know what's interesting? I am talking to some people that come from your call, and they say, "I'm like Kirsten. I need slowing down." And I also hear from people, "I'm totally not like that. What do you have to speed me up?"
Yeah.
Right. And it's an interesting thing. And then I had a really complicated call from one of your callers. And she started out on the thermo burn.
I need more zeolites, by the way, because they're extracting. Okay. I'll tell you what happened. My gums were receding, as you said, from the mercury. My gums are receding from the mercury. So basically, the mercury is basically gone, going from the zeolite, which I need more of. And basically, my teeth are better. My gums are better. Can you believe that?
I can, because that happened to me.
Yeah, all the toxic metals, gone.
Well, that's too early to say, but it's helping.
Well, how long have I been on it? Like a month? I've been on it like a month, right?
Yeah.
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 I take it every day.
Yeah, it's helping.
Two a day, really. Mm.
Cool. Yeah. Very basically. Cool. Yeah. So I started saying, you know, about this client. She called and she started saying how she actually had a real anxiety attack, like just, you know, like that. And so we keep talking and I keep saying, well, maybe not this, maybe that. And then like 15 minutes into the conversation, she starts telling me, well, actually, I'm on SSRIs and I'm on blood pressure medication and I'm this and this and this.
Oh my God.
Right? And so I'm thinking, you know, like I'm thinking that it's my stuff doing it. It's not. It's the chemical drugs that she's on that's doing stuff, right?
Oh my God.
And so we're having to try and juggle it and come up with some solutions, which we have, right? But the difficult thing with people is that they don't tell the whole picture.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not telling the whole the truth. They're not telling. They're only telling part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But believe me, your stuff is working. I mean, what can make your gum stop receding? That is an amazing feat all in itself. The zeolite, please send me some more. I need it.
On the way.
I probably have to take it for like a couple months, correct?
See this blank piece of paper?
Yes, you're writing it down.
I'm writing it down.
Oh, I have a question. How come the big, huge containers of Orsi and the Flora, what is that? Flora
Ultra, Strata.
Strata Flora. Why are the spoons so big, and why do I have to do 5 spoons full?
You don't have to.
Okay.
You take and only what feels good.
But why is his 5, and then the spoons are like double the size of the other spoons that I had?
Really?
Yeah, they're huge.
No way.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be the same.
No. The one's a table, looks like almost a tablespoon, and the other one is a teaspoon. But they're huge. And it says take 5 a day. I'm like, am I overdoing it? Because the other one said, the small one said take 2 of the Flora and 3 of the Strata.
Yes.
And this one says take 5 of each. There's no way.
No.
Unless it's a smaller dosage, which I doubt.
I need to talk to the production guys to ask them what spoons they got. Maybe they got the wrong thing.
And then the amount, 5
okay.
big spoons.
Here's what I want to say. You take what feels right. You take what your body wants, not what's on paper, but what's in your. What's your guidance says? What's inside?
I'm definitely not doing 5 big spoons. Maybe 2. Maybe 2.
Yeah. What does your intuition ask for? Right. Like.
Right.
The body knows more than some label on the bottle.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but the detoxing is a great thing. Like, I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased, really. Like, cheer, 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 to hear you say that the zeolites, you're doing the thing, and it's binding the metals and it's taking it out of you. In fact, I think that if I had to choose one thing, that would be on my A list, because we're living in such a toxic world, right?
Right. And it needs, I mean, if you can't get the mercury out, how many years is it going to be before you get the mercury out? When I think like, I'll just take a guesstimate, maybe 3 months of taking these should get most of it out.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So I'm looking at the chats line here. You got a whole bunch of really committed patriots in here.
Patriots are really the very good ones. Yeah, that they know you now because you come here almost once a week, and so they know you now. So they come. You know, they know that they're going to get a good health lecture or at least a class, so they can feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's where we're at.
So Christina is saying, I ordered Miracle 2 products, but I didn't get 10% off. Please, people, understand that the 10% discount is only for products that are not already on sale. And the Miracle 2 products are already 10%, 20% discounted. And so we just can't stack discounts on top of discounts. That's why it didn't discount them further. Okay. Like, you get 10% off on everything that's not on sale.
Okay.
But the Miracle 2 are on products. So, yes, I see your grrr. Well, I apologize, but we can only do so much.
Okay, and is there a code for the discount or not?
Every first time new customer is right. offered a code, and the code is LEMOB10, and that's essentially saying, "Ah, yeah, I'll give you my mobile number. You can text me." And the LEMOB10.
MOB, okay.
And okay. That gives you a discount, 10% off on everything, except things that are already on sale. And you can see that clearly in the website. If it's on sale, it just goes big red letters, on sale discount. And
all cool. Right.
So what else do people want to know? I, you know, like, one of the things that I do offer to the world is that I'm pretty, you know, I have a fairly encyclopedic knowledge of the world of healing as far as what you can do naturally. So if you want to have questions answered, I'm quite happy to do that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Mike Smith wants to know, I'm trying to find a zeolite brand. On the link that you see on the screen, life-enthusiast.com/question-ref=165. If you click off of that, it's also in the chat. If you go to the website, you will find zeolite in the category of products, minerals, zeolite. So you can find it there. As far as what else can we do here? Kirsten disappeared. I don't know whether she's with us or if she's coming back. I surely hope so. In the meantime, well, I'm just going to read through the chat line here and answer whatever's coming. I'm just scrolling through it.
I'm going to add myself because I kicked myself off the screen.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I went off. Okay, he says anything for tinnitus.
Yeah, either that or tinnitus, depends how you want to pronounce it. Tomato. Okay. Well, it's a complicated darn problem because it could be caused by high blood pressure.
Okay.
It could be caused by high toxicity level. Right. And it could be caused by immune system overreactivity. So if it's high blood pressure, we need to deal with that. And there are four ways to get into high blood pressure that I know of, which would be the ACE, you know, the control of mm-hmm. the emotional or endocrine system.
Right.
Meditation works great for that, or walking in the nature, or stuff like that, you know, relaxation. Right. The second thing could be magnesium-calcium imbalance. It would be lack of magnesium. So you could try getting more magnesium. Doctors tend to prescribe the calcium channel blocker for that, but magnesium naturally works in that department. The other one could be the potassium deficiency. That's okay. easily supplemented either with apple cider vinegar or with, I don't know, bananas and potatoes, if you're into that. And the last one would be hardening of the arteries, nitric oxide. So we have supplementations for that, either enzymes that will help to reduce the fibrin or fibrin, the scar tissue that hardens the arteries, or we have supplements that help you with the nitric oxide. So, sorry, so that was just the high blood pressure part. And then, of course, we can talk about, is it maybe the inflammatory, the migraine syndrome with, and that could be triggered by food or environment or toxic burden. So the starting point right there would be our famous friend, zeolite.
Right. Okay, I have a comment from Jenny Gould Bowers. I put the link on there for you, Jenny. This new to this, what's good to start with? I would suggest the two that I started with. It depends if you are, what's the word?
Overdrive, either, overdrive or underdrive, right?
Okay, what is that called? What? There's two names. You're either a
Yeah, there's either sympathetic or parasympathetic. You're either stress or under stress, right?
No, so there's it's called over metabolizer or
yeah, under, okay. Yeah.
Is that what you're
Yeah.
So you're either going really fast or you're going really slow. So one of the two, I go really fast. So I got you know, everyone should take the Flora C, which is a Flora Strata, right? It's a Flora Strata. I'm dyslexic, as you can tell. Strata Flora, which balances out all of your digestive system. Your digestive system really needs to be balanced first. And then I take the Aura C, which I love. That's all the green, the super green. So those two I recommend. I don't know. And then, Martin will talk about the other one that speeds you up a little bit, the one that Amanda Grace takes.
Yeah, that's right. Amanda was sort of feeling under-energized, right? Like she was tired and cold and slow and tending toward like dark moods rather than light.
Right.
The world was feeling too heavy for her. Anyway, so we have this one that's called Powertein. Powertein. And that thing.
It's
like if you smash together the word power and protein, you end up with Powertein.
Powertein. Okay, got it. There you go. I'm putting it on. Okay, that's for you, Jenny. If you want to pick her upper or you want a mellower, what do you want to do? Are you an under metabolizer, over metabolizer? You can kind of tell a certain way. See, I have a lot of teeth and they're like jammed in there. So I'm like an over metabolizer because look at all the teeth just jammed in there. Okay. Look at how your teeth are spaced out. Are they jammed in there? Or are they spaced out?
Yeah, I have just enough room, not too much. All right. So I have somebody from Facebook here, Linda. She says, I have terrible migraines. What would help me? Imitrex doesn't. You see, this thing called migraine, it's part of a syndrome, and it's a histamine-mediated response of the immune system, meaning this. There are triggers and thresholds. Thresholds is what's our resilience, and trigger is what fires us in, what causes us to fail. And in case of migraines, it could be any one thing. It could be change in weather. It could be you smelling somebody's perfume or a cigarette smoke, or you having an emotional upset, or any one thing can send you over into the past the threshold into the flare. And what we need to do is we need to raise the threshold, remove the blocking factors that keep you working normally. And to do that, number one, we need to detox the industrial toxins. So right back to the beginning. We have been using zeolite to reduce the toxins. We've been using the prills to make the water more hydrating. Hey, have you been drinking the Pril water, Kirsten, or are you distracted?
Every day. I've been drinking the Pril water every single day. You know, the one thing about me that you can say is at least I'm consistent. If you want to get cured, you need to be consistent. You can't say, oh, I'm not getting any results if you're not doing it every day. Yes, I'm a good patient. When you send me stuff, I do it every single day. And you can see in the Pril water, when I put my Kangen water into the Pril water, which is bags of this stuff, and you can see that the water is alive because you see all these bubbles. And I bought a huge, you know, like 5-gallon container for your special Pril. So, you know, it's awesome. You've got a good place in my house, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Four things.
Yeah.
Toxicity, we need to remove the toxicity.
Right.
Nutrition, we need to make sure that whatever nutrients are needed, we get them back on board. But it also means eliminating things that are triggers. So if, for example, you react to gluten, then you need to stop eating gluten. Some people are reactive to high histamine foods, like the classic for histamine are all things aged. Aged cheese, red wine, sausages, but also strawberries and chocolate. And what else is high histamine? Cinnamon can trigger it. And some people are also high oxalate triggers, so you need to worry about things like tree nuts at times. Anyway, there could be all kinds of foods. It can get complicated. If you want to get the full meal deal, call us after the show and we'll try and walk you through it.
Yes, there you go. Call him after the show. Call him. He's waiting for your calls. He loves calling you guys. I always do that to Martin. Please call him. And you can call him way after the show because it's 3 hours earlier there.
Yeah, it's only 2 in the afternoon.
You're in Oregon, right?
Yeah, just on the Pacific coast, yeah.
Okay, so it's 2:00. So he's got a good 5 hours to talk to you guys. There you go. He does. And you know, he's really, I'll tell you something. He's really good. He can just really, from talking to you or just looking at you on the camera, if you do a Zoom or something, he could probably tell you what your ailments are. It's just, it's great, really. It is great. So, you know, he's a good one. I wouldn't, you know me, I would not have him on all the time if he wasn't great. He's a great one. Let's put it that way. Okay. And I really think he can help a lot of people. Yeah, I'm just saying the truth. I'm just speaking the truth.
Yeah. Oh, man, there are some really interesting comments. Like somebody says, zeolite removes metals, heavy metals. It binds mercury, lead, cadmium, uranium, you know, the industrial stuff. It also helps to remove things like volatile organic compounds. You should have smelled the urine that starts coming out when you first get on it.
Oh yeah, I do. talk about that, but you know when you're like, oh, I definitely need to flush that right now because it's really toxic. Wow, that was bad, and it was very yellow.
Yeah. And then somebody's mentioning, well, I can't sleep. Well, you know, it's the balance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic, the fight or flight versus rest and digest, right? So how do we convince your autonomic nervous system to stop being in the overdrive? So my number one go-to is magnesium. So I would recommend going with that. But green foods like chlorophyll are also helping people relax.
How do you help weight in the middle belly? I exercise and hold on to it. That stuff that I take, that burning stuff.
Thermoburn is your good friend.
That's what, I use that too, yeah.
Yeah. When you put on weight in the belly, like you're looking pregnant, that usually is associated with the thyroid dominance, which usually means that you're eating more carbs than you should.
Right.
Eat more fat and eat less carb, like a ketogenic type of diet.
Yeah, less carbs and more fat, like meat or something. Is you're saying meat?
Well, meat's okay, but you don't need to eat more protein. You just need more fat. So, okay. Like, for example, if you were already eating steak, make sure you don't trim it. If you're eating chicken soup, make sure you leave the fat in the soup.
Okay.
If you're eating a salad, put a whole bunch of olive oil on it.
Okay. There you go. That makes sense.
Oh, here's a good one. Talk about glyphosate in our foods and alcohol. Well, glyphosate is the main ingredient in Roundup. And farmers have been putting it on the fields since about the mid-90s in quantity and more so now. And Monsanto that put it on the market, and now Bayer that bought Monsanto out, have been telling farmers and telling everyone else that it's perfectly safe. It doesn't do anything to the humans.
Oh my God.
Well, the truth is that it seems to be innocent because you pee it out, right? You ingest it and then it leaves. The problem with that is that it's actually been patented as a antibiotic. And the way it works is it kills microbes. So even though it doesn't kill you, it kills the microbes that are in you, within your body, within your gut. Mm-hmm. And so as that gets broken up, or as
depleted,
that gets
yeah.
as that gets depleted. Messed up, yeah. you end up with biological problems from that.
But I've seen people that do work with a lot of Roundup, and they've got skin cancer, all kinds of problems. And that guy sued Roundup, and he won. That black guy, I mean, he really had
he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which I don't know if he's still alive or not. He was in the process of dying back when he was at the court, and they awarded him a significant, like $890 million or something like that.
I hope he got it.
Well, there are a lot of people in trouble. Like I get to counsel all kinds of farmers who are telling me that, oh yeah, I've been using that, or I used to use it or whatever. And they're now regretting it. But when you're listening to the sales rep from the company that sells you the method, the whole method, right? The grain that's Roundup resistant and the fertilizer and the Roundup itself, you don't have to weed and so on, right? Like the whole story of your yield will be higher. Anyway, that the worst of it is this. They have been applying Roundup on wheat, on grain. And they do that to make the plant dry up. And in the process of dying, it just pushes all the energy into its seed. So you get higher yield, drier grain, and more uniform. And so it's easier to harvest, right? And so it's easy to run the combine through it, so you get better yield. So from the farmers, from the farmer's perspective, it all looks good. But when we eat it, it's highly problematic because it causes leaky gut.
Yeah.
And leaky gut is essentially the gateway to all kinds of autoimmune illness. There are about 200 different illnesses named in the manual, you know, starts with things like Sjogren's, dry mouth, dry eyes, or Hashimoto's, that would be thyroid problem, or fibromyalgia, that would be aches in soft tissue, or I don't know. Michael Jackson had that, right? Remember how he was losing pigment, how he was turning from black guy into a white guy?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually loss of pigmentation. That's called vitiligo. That also is an autoimmune disease.
It's just awful what they do. It's, you got to be kidding. But you know that I tell you, between the zeolite as absorbing all the toxic metals and the other two that I'm taking, I'm going with it. It's working out. I'm happy.
It helps a lot. Absolutely. That's what we have to do. We now have to do three things, right? Number one, remove the toxins. Number two, eat foods that are non-toxic, which unfortunately that means pretty much organic. Certainly, I don't know how else to put it.
Oh, I see an email from someone. Hold on. Here we go. I'm excited about these products. My son in the National Guard has a flu shot and the COVID test. Uh-oh, we can't talk about that. Up the nose once. He had symptoms, but wondering what would be good for him to do. Detox. Thank you.
Yeah. To V or not to V?
Not to V. Not to V.
here's what we know. Go ahead.
Just Google what happened between the 25th and the 26th of this month.
Hey, did you see the video from London, England? There was a big gathering of people marching through the streets, declaring that they want a different approach to things.
Right.
Big time. Big. Okay, well, let me answer that this way. So zeolite is a universal detoxifier. It will help bind things that the body doesn't know how to cope with. So it's a really good way to do that. The second thing is humic acid. Humic acid is able to help the guts, the bacteria, the microbiome in the gut, to reorganize themselves, to put themselves back together. So we have a single product. It's called Zeolite AV. AV4, you're going to have to imagine what that means. It's anti-something. And when you take that, it's a good antidote to whatever chemicals got into your body. Now, if you happen to be taking the mRNA V, then you may need to try and repair your DNA because it has the potential to mess around with how your immune system is or how your cells are organizing themselves. And we do have something for that, and it's called NanoSoma. And it's known to repair DNA damage, all kinds. So that's my take on that.
Well, anyone else got a question?
Well, look at that. All of a sudden, we ran into a soft spot.
No, no questions. I guess they're saving it for the phone calls when they call you in a very short time.
So, can a kid's constant itchy nose be from being swabbed in the nose? Well, you could actually cause some damage on the inside. It's possible. But, yeah, you can have an injury in the sinuses that are, I don't know, when you say itchy nose, you know, is it itchy on the outside or is it itchy on the inside? That might be a thing to consider. Itchiness in general is an allergic reaction to something.
Right.
So, to what, right? Is it the environment? Is it the cat? Is it some mold in your home? It could be any one thing, right? Like, the theory is the last straw that breaks the camel's back. Like, if you're carrying a load of stuff, let's just say that you have bad food, toxic environment, mold in the home, three pets, and then comes the spring with the pollen season, and all of a sudden your eyes are watering and sneezing and whatever, because that's what takes you over the edge. In this particular case, it might have been that the Q-tip up the nose was the trigger that made things worse.
I don't know.
Does coffee trigger migraines? It could, because coffee or caffeine constricts the blood vessels. It raises your blood pressure. So if your migraine is tension related, it could be a trigger. What can I do about osteoporosis? Well, we don't cure diseases here. We can only talk about how we would change our behaviors to maybe help the body have a different physiological outcome. And the outcome here would be more mineralization in the bones. Less mineralization is caused by inflammation, so we need to do less inflammation. The most inflammatory food is gluten and dairy. So those would be the first two things that I'd get rid of. And then I would work on, again, the same thing Kirsten just talked about it. The zeolite is an awesome way to reduce the toxic burden. So I would do that. And then I would work on maybe getting some kind of a superfood blend. The Auracil that Kirsten's getting is great because it has a lot of silica in it. And silica is the mineral that helps the connective tissue. And connective tissue, that's hair, skin, nails, bones. So if you need more health in the bones, silica is your best friend. As is chicken soup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is something else. When you take the right stuff, it really helps you a lot. It almost changes your personality.
Well, that was the thing, right? Because we slowed you down a little.
Yeah, and I'm not as angry. When the subscribers, when I'm exposing someone that's really not a truther, and they get on my case and they say, you have all this venom. No, I'm doing it very calmly. I'm just exposing them calmly. If I had venom, I'd be angry. Okay, I'm not angry. How's that? I'm calm.
Yeah, you're like a samurai calmly chopping heads off. I do that with great love.
You know what's really funny? What's really funny is you know, I told Amanda, you need to start taking, you know, more of your, you know, Palatine, because, you know, everyone that went to that Tulsa, Oklahoma, whatever you call it, show, rally, whatever you call it, they must have put something behind the stage where all the in the green room, someone got in there and everyone that was on stage got affected. They all got really sick. Scott got sick. Amanda got sick. That Ricky Skaggs guy got sick. They all got sick. Okay. So, and the, and Amanda's husband, as you know, has got, you know, he's very, you know, he's very, what do you call it? He's got the brain thing. And Chris,
he's super sensitive to things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he had the
injury. Yeah.
I love Chris. He's wonderful, but he never got it. Because he wasn't on the stage. He never got it. And he's more susceptible than she is because she's stronger. But they did it to them all on the stage. And that's why I was like, did you take your Palatine? I mean, shit, like, did you take it? Did you take it? That's shit. Yeah. That's our joke now. Because I said, that's the best present that you could give me is Martin. Because he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like, well... The same motto as herpes, the gift that keeps
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So somebody asked about kidney disease. You know, kidney is, I have stuff for that, but kidney is like the fourth stage, you know, like what gets messed up with your fork and your mouth. Right. Can ends up doing harm in the stomach, and when the stomach doesn't handle it, hits the gut, and then what's not right in the gut hits the liver, and what's not right with the liver hits the kidneys. So it's like a cascade of things. So we do have tonics that strengthen your kidneys, don't get me wrong, we do, but we need to repair everything that's before that. So it's more like a you need a workover. Feel free to call. The number has been posted 7 times. And oh, here's a cool one. Anything for decalcifying the pineal gland? Yeah, there's a product in the website. It's called Pineal, P-I-N-E-A-L. And it does just that. Oh, and here's one. Somebody's asking, what about instead of lisinopril and this other thing? Oh, man. What did she say? Well, it's a cholesterol removing thing, you know.
Which is wouldn't my zeolite remove the stuff for the you know the pineal gland, or do you need to take something else? What did you say?
Well, I have the thing called pineal or pineal. I would use that.
Can I try some of that, or do you think I could take that? Maybe.
If you want it, you can have it.
Yeah, I want some, please.
But, you know, like pineal, that's the vision, right? That's the third eye. So once you start taking that, you're going to start seeing the world very clearly.
Yeah, that's great. I want some, please. I hope it won't affect what I'm taking right now, your other stuff. So, pineal and the zeolite. That's all I need right now.
Okay, well, so okay, I want to find that thing and I can't find it now.
What? That
message.
I must check your website. Hopefully your products are gluten-free, dairy-free and GMO-free.
That's a yes, yes and a yes.
Yes, yes and a yes and a yes. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Amanda Grace is pickier than I am. She will not be promoting Martin if she'd anything that comes from her, you can bet she's already checked it out thoroughly. She would never, she's like my BFF. I talked to her about very personal stuff and she would never recommend someone that she hasn't taken the stuff. And she's a big proponent to this. So she's on it. So it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, all of a sudden the questions are just piling on fast. So somebody's got shingles. What should I do? Fulvic acid directly into the lesions.
Pour what acid?
Fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C. It's an antiviral, detoxifier. It helps the immune system to just wrestle with the...
Full F-U-L-V-I-C. F-U-L-V-I-C. Okay. Let me write that. Fulvic acid. F-U-L. What about
Well, there was the statin. Okay, so somebody's on a statin and a diuretic. You know, that's some medical stuff. Call me. I can probably address it, but I would need to understand why you're on that. Statin drug, usually anti-cholesterol, we can deal with it through nutritional changes. But you need to be prepared to make changes in your lifestyle. Like, you can't have low cholesterol and keep on eating bread. Not going to work.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
No.
So that fulvic acid, is that stronger than oil of oregano, gel caps?
It's a different thing. Okay. Oregano is antiviral as well.
Right.
Sure. So, yeah, I wouldn't knock that. Sure. Good idea.
But thanks. Which one's stronger, the fulvic acid? Where do you get the fulvic acid from?
It's extracted from some old dirt. Like long, long, long ago, million years ago.
Do you have it? Old...
Yeah, yeah, of course we do.
I want some. I need some of that. And someone's asking about Hashimoto's disease.
Yeah, Hashi is a nasty, nasty thing. It's an autoimmune disease that affects the thyroid. And we need to very carefully figure out what the triggers are. We need to detoxify the person. So I'm going to just sound like a bloody wind-up toy. Okay, get the heavy metals out. Get the trigger foods out. Get the toxins out. Get the water working better. Support the immune system. I have a product called Zadiol. I sent you some Zadiol. Have you tried it?
Yes, I take it. I take it twice a day.
You only had 20 capsules, so
yeah, I take it twice a day.
Okay.
That's what I'm supposed to do, yeah.
Do you notice anything from that yourself? Or is it too many things at once?
I think it's a lot of things, but I would assume that it's calming me down. I don't know. I'm pretty calm these days. You just saw me dealing with a stalker and I'm laughing.
Yeah. Here's a really interesting line. My 82-year-old father had 10 units of blood given in the hospital, now experiencing severe itching everywhere. Suggestions. Okay. Here's what's interesting. What they don't do when you donate blood, they don't check whether you do or don't have autoimmune diseases. They don't check whether you have allergies for things. So all of a sudden, this fellow has got 10 units of blood. That's a huge amount, right? Like, that's right. 10 pints, and we only have something like, how many do we have? 20 pints of...
That's half of your body.
That's half of your blood supply, right? I think. Maybe it's a quarter. I don't remember now the number. But anyway, it's a significant number amount of blood. So all of a sudden, he's got some stranger's blood in him, and he's now allergic to something that he didn't used to be allergic to.
Oh, itchiness. My God.
Itchiness is a sign of allergic reaction. He's reacting to something in his life. I don't know what that is, that we would have to play detective.
Yeah. It's funny. Someone told me, you know, like when the three signs of bad circulation, number one is itchiness, then it's pain, then it's numbness. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, the immune system, the lymphatic system congestion. Yeah. Oh, somebody wants help with a 2-year-old who has gas pains. Well, so we have a problem in the digestive, right? So she's probably reacting to something she's eating, and her microbiome probably needs repairs. So check out the probiotics we have. Super efficient, effective probiotics. Call me. I'll talk to you about it. Need to fix the gut and need to not feed her whatever makes her.
But should she try the flora? The flora?
Yeah, 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 it could be. But also, it might be that, for example, onions trigger her, right? It could be that, right? It could be cabbage. It could be broccoli. I don't know. High sulfur foods are the typical problems, but it could be other stuff too.
Someone's asking about hair loss, back pain. I don't know.
Well, hair loss is usually in women, especially, it's usually a thyroid issue or an endocrine issue. So we could work on that, but it's not going to be like, oh yeah, there's a pill for that. It's not. There's a lifestyle for that.
What about back pain?
Oh,
too. Well, that could be the reason.
Okay, I have a gizmo for back pain. It's an infrared thingy. I should have brought it down here to show you. You could use that to lower the inflammation, or you need to figure out what causes the inflammation. So again, back to the beginning, get rid of all heavy metals. We do have free-form amino acids that you can take that will help rebuild the broken discs in the back, so you'll have more strength, so you'll hold together better. There are things that we can do to strengthen. I mean, I used to be really broken with my back.
Right.
And I can now, I can now do headstands.
Wow.
What?
I heard a white noise at the back of my head. Balance is also off. I walk to my right side when my eyes are closed. I'm going through numerous tests such as allergy testing, hearing exams, TSH, and blood tests. What? Any ideas what it could be?
Oh, man. It could be a thousand different things, but it's neurological, probably histamine-mediated neurological problems. Mm. Yeah. Toxicity, probably. Nutritional, probably. That would take some detective work.
Type 1 diabetes, that means you're having, I will take a guess that you're having bad transportation. So you need to maybe change your diet, and maybe Martin's got something that will help with that transportation in your blood system.
Yeah, it could be that. Or it could be lack of movement, lack of exercise. Talk more about Zadiol. Zadiol is a deceptively simple formula that helps to regulate the endocrine system. It helps to regulate both the adrenal and the thyroid and the pituitary. And so it's sort of like the conductor rather than the musician. And
those are the green ones, yeah.
Yeah, and it helps with reducing the stress. What we have found is that most people who suffer from fibromyalgia get that as a PTSD sort of thing. I wouldn't say that PTSD causes fibromyalgia, but there's hardly anybody ever with fibromyalgia who doesn't also have some kind of a stressful thing in their life that we could label as PTSD.
Mm.
So, what else to be said about it? It's a very effective tool that reduces endocrine problems. And so once you get on it, you feel better.
Yeah.
It's all about feel better.
Hmm. That's great. And she wants to know, crepey skin. I don't know, that bad circulation, I guess.
No, lymphatics.
Lymphatics?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. When you have dimply thighs, you know, like upper thighs and tush, when they are like look like orange peel.
Yeah.
That's lymphatics.
Do you have something for that?
Exercise.
And
we do have something called Limplex, which is a herbal thing. Pardon?
I said you have 600 products, so.
Yeah. Limplex will help, but you do need to move. Like you need to either walk or bounce on a rebounder or something that moves you up and down against gravity.
Oh, so, wow. Hair breaking, fibromyalgia. He already talked about that. That's the stuff that I'm taking. So for my little list, I need one more zeolite. I need that acid, that whatever acid you talked about.
Fulvic.
One more Zadiol that we're talking about right now.
Okay, you want that
too? We're good.
Okay.
The other stuff you gave me so much. You gave me so much epipectin for the to get. That stuff is great. Oh, by the way, the epipectin, because it is not like going to make you go hard. It's calmly like someone's rubbing your tummy and you're constipated and it brings it out. It's really great stuff.
It's you see, it's super water absorbing, right? So it's increasing the bulk without much drama. It's not as dramatic as Metamucil, which is sort of like a, I don't know, too intense. This here is gentle, but
it's gentle
helps.
And it's coming. It's and it does something too. After you take it, maybe the pectin, the apple pectin is making your skin nicer or something. It does something. I know it does.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you're cleansing your gut, you're much better off.
Yeah, I don't even use that anymore because I don't need it. But I mean, should I use it once a week, you think?
Yeah, every other day, sure.
Zeolite AV versus Ultra Zeolite Liquid. I don't even know what Ultra Zeolite Liquid
Ultra is. Zeolite Liquid is a similar formula, but it's liquid. You spend $20 on a 1 ounce bottle. And you get zeolite in a liquid. You spend $40 and you get 90 capsules of zeolite AV. You would have to buy about 12 liquid bottles to get the equivalent of the AV. So you get more for your money. But if you have an autistic child who's not going to take any capsules or whatever, then the liquid is absolutely the best thing you can do.
The zeolite's amazing because, wow, yeah. How can you fix receding gums? That's amazing. That's great.
I have one person there asking about hernia repair and a botched surgery that she's all got all kinds of stuff bound up in her belly now. The best I can offer is fibrinolytic enzyme.
Did you hear him, Fribi?
Fibrinolytic enzyme. We have those.
Fibrinolic. That's something that sounds like that. You call him and he'll tell you about it. I don't even know how to spell that. That's like over my head. It sounds like that.
Fibrin is the scar tissue. Fibrin is the type of tissue that scars are made out of. So right. when you have like a cut or you know, operation, bullet wound, whatever, it gets repaired with the fibrin. And so you can undo the binding with fibrinolytic enzyme. I have three different ones in the site. The most effective, I think, is called Zymitol, Zymitol. So try to do that. And there's the shingles. And there's the coffee for migraines. Yeah, it's a funny thing. Some people do better with caffeine and some do without. Like some need anacin to lose a headache and some don't. It's kind of funny. And somebody loves chicken soup. And what helps with tremors? The best I would know is CBD, hemp. I don't know. Can we talk about that here?
No.
Okay.
We can't even mention it. No.
We didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Okay. Call me, 866-543-3388. Alcohol triggers headaches for some people. Yeah. Sure, alcohol is toxic. It will make your liver work overtime trying to deal with the metabolization of the carbs, which then turn into acetone. I think it's acetone. And the whole complex cascade, and it will make your liver too busy to do other things.
I mean, that is just... So crazy.
Okay, what else? Chicken soup does seem to help. Well, look at that. And my hair's falling out. Can you tell what to take? we are getting a hair formula. We'll have it in June. However, it's the thyroid health that's the most important here. So let's work on your thyroid. That can be complicated, right? Like you need to, again, detox things, maybe supplement iodine if you're not with Hashimoto's. If you have Hashimoto's, we need to be really careful with it. Colloidal silver in your eye. Well, I'd be careful with that. Sure. Yeah. Why not? It's anti-infectious. If you happen to have a red eye or a sty or something like that, you could probably do that. We do have a formula called MSM Gold that would help. Oh man. And now they start coming up, you know, now that the show is over, right?
It's already 6:02. I mean you can answer the questions, we're here. I mean, if
well,
you
all right, I don't mind, but
okay, then answer them, or they're gonna call you and ask you, so yeah.
Okay, well, all right. What do we have? Traumatic brain injury, that's really super complicated. Call me. I have solutions that I'm not allowed to mention on the air. Can you turn blue from colloidal silver? You would have to be taking something like a half a cup a day for a month before you turn blue. Some people did it. Like, it's been done. But yes, you can use colloidal silver to block infectious organisms. Yeah, somebody, Sudabek Kuklinski, awesome line. Heal the leaky gut first for Hashimoto's. That is the right answer. Cool.
Right.
What about DMSO? DMSO and MSM are related. Dimethyl sulfoxide versus methyl sulfonyl methane. There's just one oxygen difference between the two. They both are bioavailable sulfur, and they're awesomely important in both detoxification and oxygen absorbance. Some people need to be careful. There's about 4 or 5% of the population are genetically incompatible, so they will feel worse, not better. But a lot of people feel awesome on sulfur.
Wow.
Glaucoma. Yeah, Bright Eye. There's a product in the website. It's called Bright Eye. It's based on the fulvic acid that we mentioned earlier. It detoxifies.
I want some. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I want some fulvic. Not Bright Eye. I want the fulvic acid.
Yeah, right on. Where can I find vitamin C ascorbate? Well, we have it in the website. It's called vitamin C powder crystals. It's in there. Ascorbate is. Ascorbic acid is the chemical formula for vitamin C.
Wow, okay.
Where can I find it? You can find it at life-enthusiast.com. The link is on the website. And Skilled Gamer is your sidekick?
Miss Skilled Gamer is my she's my
help.
Yeah, help. Yeah.
Okay.
She's my moderator.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody's concerned about the juice. I did hydrogen peroxide drips and did great with them. Here's the thing, right? Like when you use something that oxygenates, something that provides the body with a lot of ROS, reactive oxygen species, it's going to help to wipe out any infections. So you can do that with iodine, ozone, hydrogen peroxide. We have this thing called Amazing O, which is another form of it. What about psoriasis? Psoriasis is an illness on the surface of the skin. The skin is flaking. It just looks sort of like you have, well, never mind. It looks pretty nasty and it's itchy. Anyway, but the problem is internal, and it's the yeast that's growing inside of you that's growing in your gut. And that's growing there because you have the too much wheat, too much bread, too much pasta. Get rid of all of that to fix your microbiome and get rid of heavy metals. Same response. It's just crazy, but I'm like a wind-up toy. Okay, hives for my sister. Well, hives are a thing of, it's a histidelic reaction, histamine. So whatever the body's reacting to, something triggers the histamine response. So we need to understand what triggered it. For one person, it may be strawberries. For another person, it may be mold. For another person, it will be God knows what. Something will trigger the histamine response. Over-alkalinity could be that thing alone. So, again, need a health coach, call me.
Right.
Leukemia. Leukemia is an illness of a parasympathetic person who's overly parasympathized. That's to explain it in simple words, your genetics would like you to be on a hunter's diet and you're not. That's the most simple answer I could give. Like if you are tending toward leukemia, you probably need to be on a strong ketogenic diet. Floaters in your eyes are little bits of protein that are inside the vitreous. And the floaters can be dealt with using those eye drops I mentioned earlier. Bright eyes. Bright eye. It's fulvic acid, and it will actually help to get rid of them. And a dry eye, that's a Sjogren's disease. Dry mouth, dry eye. It's a autoimmune reaction, and we need to get rid of the stuff. Again, triggers, right? So detox. Directly, I have something called MSM Gold Drops. They are going to lubricate the eye. But to get rid of it for real, you need to get rid of the causes, right? It's the thresholds and triggers. Your threshold is this high, and your trigger takes it over top, and you're flooding now. And so now,
right?
So we need to raise your thresholds and reduce your triggers. Y'all got teeth whiteners? No. No, we don't. Maybe magnesium will help you remineralize your teeth. But if you have yellow teeth, you have yellow teeth. It's genetics. I have yellow teeth. I can't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah, I have yellow teeth too. It's probably from, you know, Asian mothers, a lot of them take a lot of antibiotics before they have a baby. So, you know, your teeth are more yellow. So that's the way I heard it to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, ulcerative colitis, somebody threw it on the screen. Well, colitis, that's inflammation in the colon. So that means that you have impacted crap stuck in the colon. So you need to improve what's going on. Kirsten mentioned the apple fiber. That would be my pass one. Lecithin, my pass two, to get the lubrication going. And then the strata flora, pass three. And then I would be looking to find out why it is that your food is not moving well enough through you. Why is it stuck in there?
Right.
We could figure it out.
Right. It's It is a lot.
Anything for nerve damage pain? Yes. Unmentionable. Call me.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So what's for hives? I was doing something and just got the end. The hives, Cindy. Well, again, it has to do with the histamine reaction. So get your sister to call me. I'll walk her through it. Sciatic nerve pain, you need a chiropractor to correct your back, and you need to get rid of heavy metals so your back doesn't go out. And you need to strengthen the stuff so that means free form branch chain, essential amino acids. We have those. We can do that. Numb feet, that's usually too much toxicity. I would say lymphatic congestion. probably tending toward diabetic or something like that. That's exercise and diet and whatever. Full workup. Health coach. Mother Earth. Oh, that's a good name. Go back to old diet. Yes. You know, when you mention liver once a week, that's good for some and not good for some. And some people should have it 4 times a week, and some people should have it never. You know, there's this genetic differences that we do understand. Peroxide will whiten your teeth. Yes, it will, but it will possibly do some damage too. Christine says that she's taking calcium for her healthy bones. Well, yeah, that would possibly be explained that you may need more. You need more magnesium and silica as well. Kirsten, where'd you go? Would you repeat what products? Oh, colons for product. Oh yeah, the colon. Well, we were talking about Strata Flora, which is a probiotic, prebiotic. I mentioned lecithin, lecithin. That's a lubricant, and high pectin apple fiber. That's a increase the volume. I guess we're gonna have to close it here. I don't know what happened with Kirsten. Oh, there
I'm
she
here. I'm
just came
here.
back.
I had to block some phone numbers before I turned my phone back on, if you
Oh,
know what I
okay.
mean. Yeah.
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 Okay, well, you know, we're gonna go forever here. What's good for a stroke? The doctor told me it could have been cholesterol. Yes, cholesterol could be the reason why a blockage has developed. If a piece of cholesterol dislodges from where it is and blocks a blood vessel, you end up with a blockage, and then some tissue die.
Yeah.
Some pieces of your brain could die off. There's help, but people, you're gonna have to be calling one at a time. I have a stack of about 10 here. MPS gold. Mucopolysaccharides have been documented to help people repair even several-year-old brain damage. You can look it up. MPS gold. There are some shows recorded by doctors where they explain what they did.
Yeah. Okay,
Crohn's,
well.
arthritis, you know, like they're all this. somebody called MAGA says, drink plenty of water and call Martin. I love you.
No, it's not, you need to drink the Prell water, not just the regular water. Come on, give me a break. You need
Yeah,
to
well,
get
that's good.
Prell.
Yeah, the Pril
Yeah,
water is ten times better.
I know. Thank you, God. Okay, we're good.
And the phone is ringing.
Okay, you
All
gotta
right.
go. Okay,
Okay,
thanks, Martin.
my good people.
Thank you
What is
all.
Martin? What is Martin's last name? Go to Life Enthusiast. It's Patella. Go to Life Enthusiast. I'm all over that website, so just look me up. Listen to some of my shows there. I have 420 different podcasts in there. You can pick the topic you like, and you can hear me explain things. And if it's not there, then call me. I have to run. I
Yeah,
love you
okay.
all.
Love
Goodbye.
you all. Thank you. Thank you very much.